Good morning. Today is Tuesday, August the 14th. What are we, one day before the county fair?
Yep.
Oh, good. Thanks for the insight
there,
Tony.
2 days, Winston says.
Is it Thursday that it starts? Okay.
Horse racing.
All right, I'll start.
When are the races start? That's the question.
Yeah. Well, I did check and make sure that there are mule races again this year. Joining us this morning is the executive director of the Eureka Humboldt County Visitors Bureau, Tony Smithers.
Good morning, Brian.
Got it right two months in a row now.
Close enough.
Oh, I didn't get it right. Okay, fine. Let me languish in my ignorance. And you brought a buddy along.
I brought a buddy. I brought April Higgins, our sales coordinator.
Good morning, Brian.
At Visitors Bureau. Good morning, lady. This morning, why do they say that? Bachelor's button.
Huh?
How did the flower known as bachelor button get that name? Any shot?
I'm clueless.
Yeah, well, we knew that one coming in.
I always got a shot.
You want to take a shot at this one, April?
They wore their flower on their lapel when they were eligible.
There's a thought process there. The flower got its name from its similarity in appearance to the buttons on men's clothing.
Sweet.
Since these were originally covered with a rough cloth. Then, because of its name, the flower came to have significance in the interpreting of the chances of a bachelor with his sweetheart. If a bachelor put one of these flowers in his pocket and it did not fade but simply dried out, he could hope for the best. But if it wilted and died, it was a bad omen.
Oh, dear.
So you got 50% on that one.
Thanks.
So, Tony, what are you hearing with all the fires and all the publicity about the fires and the highways being closed and what are you hearing out there?
Well, we don't expect the best season we've ever had. It's kind of a mixed bag, however, because for one hand, we know that folks are staying away because the roads might be closed. B, there's just this general sense of fear that all of Northern California is ablaze. But tempering that, we know that we are getting smoke refugees, especially from the Shasta Cascade area, who are coming to the coast to get out of the smoke and the danger.
Are they coming over on 36, or are they going up to 199 in the Oregon coast?
Yes.
Both. Yeah, both. Obviously.
All right.
Yeah.
And certainly there's also, maybe not necessarily on the coast, but further in, like in Willow Creek, we have fire personnel who are needing rooms as well. So that's a little counter current. But
well, that was a big deal with the Chetco Bar fire last year, too.
Sure. You know,
they had their campground areas, but that was after all the local hotel rooms were full for an extended period. But, I mean, just on a quick side, do they still pay the bed tax or not?
They do, unless it's over 30 days.
Right. Well, these guys, it's 30 days for that individual or 30 days for the room.
I'm
just wondering, if they're rotating their guys through and they're spending 3 days there.
For the transaction, I guess.
So it may or may not, depending on the different entity. Okay.
But, I don't think when the numbers come in, we're going to be too thrilled about how this summer has been. Hopefully, we'll have an extended late season and we can sort of regain a little bit of it.
That would be after the rains hit, so the fires are totally gone. Then we see some magic. So where does that put the Bureau then? You are waiting until after the fires are down and the roads obviously are open and then have a late season push about the message?
That's one approach, but we're in there right now. I mean, on our homepage of our website, you'll see an item says Coast is Clear, and it talks about how Humboldt County has spared all the conflagration and with this onshore breeze, we don't even have that bad of a smoke problem. Trying to give people options.
Now, I've heard that the airplane travel is being rather successful. The direct flight to LA is as well as continuing.
We hear from Mr. Foster that the load factor for July was excellent, and that the airline United is quite pleased.
So people are flying in.
They are.
Perhaps not driving in.
People are flying in. Local people are using it to fly out, of course, but. Don't underestimate the number of outside or flight origins we have for people coming here. Business, but tourism as well.
What is a flight origin?
where they originally take off from.
Oh, you mean where they come from?
Where they come from.
Oh, I understand that one.
Sorry to mire you in the gobbledygook.
Go over my head so easily, and you did it so effortlessly. It's kind of concerning to me.
It's a talent.
Yeah. with the temperatures throughout the rest of the state, I would imagine that this was teed up to be a really strong year with the PR that you have.
Well, the temperatures, but also the incredible Redwood message that's been going out with the Save the Redwoods League anniversary. And
so maybe the message is Redwoods don't burn?
I am not
probably not quite that way, huh?
I am not going to tempt fate by saying that, because anyone who's walked by a goose pen knows that they will burn.
Well, yeah, eventually they do. Anything will ignite, yeah.
I think the fact that the message is that we are not on fire right now, and that we're a wonderful, cool escape from the hell of California right now.
What would you do if you were in Hawaii? I know their tourism is off, I've heard, between 40% and 60%.
Oh, from the volcano?
Because of the volcano on one island, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Similar, I mean, are there lessons there for Humboldt County to learn how to negotiate?
Yes, you have to be prepared with your emergency campaign and the funding for it. You need to have a rainy day fund, and you need to have your talking points out there. You can't just leave it to, you know, chance that people will figure out that it's safe to travel again. You got to tell them. You have to invite them. You have to make them feel welcome.
You mean people figure out anything? KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:23. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Tony Smithers and April Higgins. April, what is it that you do for the Bureau?
I get to go share Humboldt County and present Humboldt County to what we call buyers around the world and domestically, which is the United States. So a buyer would be a travel planner, a group bus tour. A buyer would also be considered a meeting planner, or someone who books multiple meetings at usually a destination. So Humboldt County is a destination.
I would imagine with the direct flights from L.A., while there may not be a lot of capacity left to bring people up in a quick period of time, there is the opportunity.
It's an awesome opportunity.
Now, is there enough to be able to attract some of these folks here?
Is there enough seats or
capacity,
is there?
Yeah, because, you know, I mean, if you have a small one and say 150 people, and most of them are from out of the area, what's that, 2 or 3 days worth of flying in and 2 or 3 days of flying out, give or take?
Sure. Walk before you run, grasshopper.
Build it and they will come, baby.
Well, demand will result in more capacity if it's consistent. So we have to just go on that basis and start small and try and grow.
Well, it's a viable option to have them fly into Santa Rosa and then drive up as a secondary option.
Yeah, right. Or Medford. Or
well, yeah, Medford's the same distance. Yeah. And I know there's a whole lot more flights into Medford than there are to some of the others in the region. So what does this provide? And the fact that April is out there, Tony, hustle and biz, so to speak, to the area. What are some of the things that are the selling points that are unique from the marketing message that's out there?
Sure. Well, Depending on what group she's, you know, what market she's talking to, there are different selling points which are brought to the fore. For instance, she's put a lot of effort into building up our wedding capacity. And so it's really about describing the venues and the services and the providers, everything from officiants to photographers and all that, you know, the total package. There is a strong demand out there for weddings in the Redwoods. It's a meme out there that's romantic, and a lot of people want that for their special day.
Because so, when I see a redwood tree.
Yeah. So we provide that. If it's a small group meeting, then we want to talk about our meeting facilities, whether it's a hotel like the Red Lion, which has some meeting capacity, or one of our conference centers, such as the Sequoia at the Office of Education, or the City of Eureka facility like the Warfinger Building. We show, you know, what the capacity is, how to get in and get out, nearby lodging. And then more than that, almost, I think, and April can chime in, it's the...
Eventually she'll be given the opportunity.
Yeah. it is the destination itself. What can people experience and see and do in a, you know, outside of the meeting or conference they're at?
Is there interest for conventioners to have that, or is that more like the spouse track?
Both, actually. A lot of things right now in the conventions and the meetings is to include a lot of fun. And how are the meeting planners going to encourage the attendees to want to come and enjoy their time there? So there's definitely, we have our redwoods, our drive-through trees, and our Bigfoot, which is what we're well known for. What's not as well known is our beautiful boutique properties, our great dining, the activities there are to do in the Redwoods, and how accessible they actually are. Because right now, there's this theme in the cities that you get a reservation for Redwoods. You get a reservation for your activities. And that's something that's unique to Humboldt that we get to really maximize on, is that it's right outside your door.
That you need to have reservations to go
you
out in the
woods? You do not need reservations here.
In the other areas, though?
Yeah. That's what they're selling right now, is you book your reservation to the Redwoods. And to me, you know, that's a great opportunity for us to share that your attendees at the meeting will take a break and be at the Redwoods.
What does it cost? And I don't know what your reference would be per person, per event, per square foot for a convention in Humboldt County, whether it's at River Lodge or the Conference Center or anywhere else here versus, let's say, a San Francisco.
Ooh.
Or Santa Rosa or the LA Convention Center or Orange County Convention Center, where some of the larger areas are there. But, you know, as people are staying away from the Moscone Center because of the homeless challenges and some of these other things, are we competitive in that arena?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we have to always factor in, of course, time and transportation costs. So those are the challenges that we've always had. But for people who really do the math, yeah, we become competitive, and particularly if you put a premium on the novelty of the experience.
Yeah, but when you're getting ground for the dollars, the experience kind of goes to the side.
We are
financially
less,
we're competitive.
We're a fraction.
We are less
of the cost.
Less,
yeah,
yeah. You know, we have room night costs, which, you know, for a bulk off-season, you know, event, or, you know, under $100, whereas in San Francisco, you're talking $200 or $300.
That's a good rate. Sorry.
Yeah.
I've been learning.
To step in or just information?
I've been learning the rates.
Okay.
I get sticker shock. I get hot when I go to check into a hotel sometimes.
It's 8:30.
What could we do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with April Higgins and Tony Smithers from the Visitors Bureau. Talk Shop presented by CDH Painting, Redec, American Ag Credit, and Lolita Cheese. If someone was interested in hosting a conference or a convention here, or they're part of a group that's never been here.
Yes.
What's the first step? Where do you go to kind of determine, you know, is it possible? Is it of interest? Is it something that meets the needs? Is it something that's affordable?
Right.
Is it something that we want to do? I guess that would probably be the sequential process.
That's a fun process. You go to our website, visitredwoods.com, and there's a meeting section on the website. You click on the meeting section, and it brings you through some of those questions of what it takes to host your meeting, host your convention, or your conference. So each convention and conference is going to have different needs, different numbers, activities. So you'll want to find your venue. You'll want to find your activities. And when you're on there, you'll have questions, and there's a convenient form you can fill out, and then we start the process very personally after that. So depending on what your needs are, we can go through those options and see what's best for you.
Tony, what's the biggest challenge that you've heard over the years about having or hosting a convention here?
Transportation. No question, it's transportation.
Correct.
We focused primarily our efforts on Northern California because we know that if we can't get primarily drive-in business, that we don't have a chance of landing that event. Hopefully, that's changing now a bit with new flights, and you know, we're certainly working on more new flights. But even so, a convention requires so much lift in such a short period of time that it's always a limiting factor.
Do we have the infrastructure? I mean, when you guys go out to events, when I go out to events, there's the setup, the breakdown, the transportation of the body from one group area to another group area. Are those things in play here? Certainly, if we relied on rental cars, we're SOL and may as well not waste anybody's time, because there are not that many rental cars available at any one point in Humboldt County. Some of those infrastructure things, are they there? Are they workaroundable?
I would say workaround is the description, and we see that when things like a cruise ship visit or something happens, where there's a bit of a scramble to put all those pieces in place, repurposing. You know, whether it's Humboldt the bus service, chartering something from there, borrowing a jitney bus from one of the casinos or something like that. It's all like, let's put on a show. My old man's got a barn. I mean, very much with greater demand.
So you're saying customizable.
Customizable.
Is that the dance word you say? Yeah.
But
thank you.
All the local players are very flexible, and everyone's used to somehow making it work. What do the chaps say in Shakespeare in Love? It's a miracle.
Yeah. when Rex had his gang here, okay, he had two transit buses. Well, I would suspect that Tony and April Inc. aren't going to have access to the HTA transit buses on a regular basis. Maybe the extraordinary Okay, fine, but still, I mean, there's costs associated with that kind of
thing. Well, the event, you know, mm-hmm. whoever the event holder is going to cover all the costs, obviously. And it just, it's, with enough lead time, much is possible.
Right, and I've heard that when we come up against that, is the companies say they can request one from Santa Rosa, request one from Chico. So that is our options currently. And a lot of times, the people are driving in themselves. They're riding with each other. So we see that with the Jazz Festival. That's not ours. That's obviously Redwood Coast Music Festivals. But a lot of those attendees are getting here in their own vehicles.
Not necessarily a deal breaker.
Right.
Depending on what you're making. I mean, if you got a bunch of people flying in from Mexico and Canada and the East Coast.
Right.
Okay. Flying into Santa Rosa and driving up probably isn't going to be what they're looking for.
Right. We try to pre-qualify them and see what's a good fit and not overextend people and make them uncomfortable, but then find the people that absolutely would love to come to the North Coast.
Do most want to have a headquarters single location for everybody, or do they prefer to be kind of spread out throughout the area?
They really like a headquarters as much as I wish they were okay with spreading out more, but they really like a headquarters. But we like to work with multiple organizations together. So a great scenario would be, say, like the River Lodge with the properties nearby. That's easy to...
Sure, if it's all within walking distance.
Right.
Or swimming, depending on the time.
So across the street doesn't make a huge difference. But we do definitely have to help coordinate those organizations together.
Well, kind of like when Las Vegas hosts or San Francisco,
exactly.
And they've got one major facility, but a bunch of hotels,
exactly.
Running the shuttle buses.
Sure.
Yeah. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:42.
SoCal just got a whole lot closer. No, we're not talking about some big, scary geological event. It's way cooler and with much less tectonic shifting. Starting in June, flying to LA will be quicker than ever with United Airlines' new nonstop flights from Humboldt County. That's right, no stops between here and there. Ascend, descend, and you're landing, like in just a couple hours. So it's kind of like LA is just down the road a piece. So what are you waiting for? Check it out at flyhumboldt.org.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time's 8:45. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with April Higgins and Tony Smithers from the Visitors Bureau. You guys, to put together a convention that is viable. I mean, let's say it's a family reunion and make it even more simple,
okay.
Simplified. Family convention or one of those where everybody's name is Tony.
Okay.
Okay, or the twin kind of thing. So you've got maybe 200 people, but they don't all have to be in one place. They just need a big gathering area.
All right, 200 people, probably 120 rooms, and 360 room nights. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Can they rent, let's say, a park, a city park or a county park for a gathering daytime, rather than having to have everything focused like at River Lodge, say, as an example?
Mm-hmm.
Are those potentially available for them?
Certainly.
Do the jurisdictions, they make those available?
Well, county parks particularly are available. Pamplin Grove is well known as a place mm-hmm. where people can rent and have big events. I've been to weddings there. It's an amazing venue.
So they are in city parks. Are those also as available?
Do you know more than that?
It depends. Mm-hmm. You do the same process. You get a permit.
Or Roner Park down
you
in
call
Fortuna.
Each. Yeah, you get a permit. And it would take some planning.
Is that a complicated process, taking out a permit?
Not usually, no. No, just find the right office at the city and...
Not my office down there. Not my office.
On each website, so on our website, we have, especially, say, weddings, the permits for having a wedding in a county park, so a reunion would be the same thing. And then on their individual sites, you would have them, so, say, if it's a city park, you would go to the city's site, and they would have permits and call them and do the same thing.
So it's just a matter of kind of taking a step into the pool.
A little bit,
walk,
yeah.
Start walking.
That's where we can be helpful, where if it's a lot of individual details and you need some help with that, we can help coordinate that and becomes part of that process. We become part of it.
What kind of lead time do you guys suggest? If somebody was going to be having an event, does it need to be, can it be done in 3 months? Does it have to be 5 years out?
A year is a great start. especially for those permits. If it's a hot weekend or something, those dates actually do go fairly quickly. So it's great to start from a year, but if you only have a month, 3 months, we still can work things out. So again, that's where we would step in and help coordinate things, get straight to the decision makers.
Like everything else, if it's not in the middle of summertime, it's a lot easier to achieve your goals.
Particularly if you want to book a bunch of rooms.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, that helps.
Should people be able to use some of these booking services as references to the prices that they get, or something like this completely different? I mean, how do you start to estimate your costs?
Yeah, because as we know, it is negotiable. It's kind of one of the basics of everything that we do in the travel trade area is that the room rate is usually not the rack rate, because either it's if we're talking international tourism, it's through a tour operator and there's layers of discounting and commission and what have you, or if it's a group, they're buying blocks of rooms, they're not going to pay rack rate either. So
could you go to some of those, like the Trivagos and Hotels.com?
Generally,
are those
no.
prices
I wouldn't.
Close or not? Just as I a wouldn't. Price reference to find out
well, they're,
what to anticipate or budget.
They're close for what your top end is going to be. But again, if you are going to book 50 rooms, you're going to go in and talk to their sales team, and you're going to try and get a better rate than
so
what
you can
the,
get
the
below
rate.
That then also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So how do you estimate this thing?
Say you were booking a reunion and you're trying to get your family information for that, you would call the bureau, you would call the hotel, one of the two, and start the process. I generally go with a fairly rack rate as my guesstimate to begin with, and then I can work down from there rather than trying to estimate the opposite and add on 100 rooms with $15 more. That's going to hurt.
Right. Things change. Yeah. So
yeah.
Enough time, enough.
A year in advance, I can go with rack rate and then work my way down and negotiate with the hotel property individually.
Cool, cool, cool. And you can fly. I understand.
Flying's great.
Yes. Too much fun. Thanks for coming by.
A pleasure.
April, nice to see you.
Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
See everybody tomorrow.